You want to say, well done, when an airline gate agent pulls off a miracle and gets you on that last-minute flight. Or you want action when an airline loses your luggage or bumps you from an overbooked flight. More and more, consumers are realizing that social media is a much better way to get a company's attention rather than getting lost in a voicemail jungle when you call some 800 number. Kimberly Springer is Michigan Radio social media producer. Kimberly, there was a time when that phone line or some higher-up manager was really all we had. But if I fire off a tweet with a complaint or a compliment, is it being noticed?
It's being noticed increasingly because companies are moving from customer service to customer care. So they're much more focused on how social media can cultivate a relationship. But they're also very much aware that it's front-facing in a way that someone calling directly wasn't in the past.
Tell me what you mean by front-facing.
Everyone can see your tweet. Everyone can see you complain on Facebook. So it's very much a public interaction.
So how are companies better able to serve a disgruntled or a pleased customer? The coin can flip both ways.
Yeah. It seems like the smart ones are having dedicated customer service handles on Twitter, for example. So when you have a complaint and you tweet directly to that handle, what I've found happens is that you are able to be directed more quickly to get your complaint resolved. So they're able to get to the specifics more quickly. So instead of sitting on the phone and press 1 for this, press 2 for that, press 12 for this. Instead,
your call
is
very important to us.
Oh,
please
so
stay on the line.
Clearly. Right. They're able to just more quickly either resolve it right there on Twitter, or they're able to send you to the correct phone number more quickly.
So what are the do's and don'ts for a customer who wants to get immediate attention of a company?
What I've noticed on social media is that people who don't just immediately start yelling on social media, they get service more quickly because they are there to help you. So just, you know, be amiable, try to stick to the facts, no matter how stressful it might be. And it seems like people are able to get their complaints resolved more quickly.
Now, is Twitter more effective than Facebook?
I find Twitter to be more effective. And I think that's because they're able to have that dedicated customer care handle versus on Facebook, where it's just a general page for the business.
What can someone who is maybe not as familiar with Twitter, perhaps as Facebooking, and that, I think that's a lot of people, how do you effectively use Twitter? How do you know what to look for? The customer care handle? Mm-hmm. What are the do's and don'ts there?
You have to do a tiny bit of research at first. So go to the company's website and go right to the Contact Us page, where they will usually have the specific Twitter handle that you want.
Follow that, get that loaded, and have it ready if you need it. Do you have any example of when it really worked well for you?
In terms of social media, I consider Skype social media. So once, I think it was when Hurricane Sandy happened, I was in Ireland at a conference, and Hurricane Sandy was coming. I knew this was happening. I knew flights were going to be a disaster. So I got onto Skype, and I was able to get my flight changed immediately. So I got out much quicker than other people did who were trying to call their airlines.
Smart, smart. So we're talking Twitter, we're talking Skype. Mm-hmm. What else? What other platforms are useful?
The good companies have their own chat on their website. So that's a really good way to get that service. Sometimes the chat window will pop up when you're trying to do something. And you might think at the time, that's a little annoying. But when you really want help, that chat window is very helpful.
The new face of customer service. Kimberly Springer is Michigan Radio's social media producer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.